You are listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today's Friday, November 16th. The Thanksgiving season began early for TAMU students with the announcement of a $50,000 gift supporting TAMU's Harvard Latino Leadership Initiative, or LLI. Eduardo A. Garza Robles, Unitrade CEO, presented the gift at a reception for students and visiting Harvard representatives at Casa Ortiz. The Latino Leadership Initiative was developed by the Center for Public Leadership at the Harvard Kennedy School to support the rising generation of Latino leaders. The LLI at TAMU is now in its third year of offering. TAMU is only one of seven national universities selected to participate. After a competitive application process, Harvard program representatives select TAMU students for the one-week summer program held at the Cambridge, Massachusetts campus. Anyone interested in supporting the LLI at TAMU can also contact the Office of Institutional Advancement at 956-326-4483 or email candy.hine@tamu.edu. The TAMU Lamar Bruni Vergara Planetarium has an early present for its visitors: a new show, the return of some older holiday shows, and Wednesday and Thursday showings during December. The new holiday show starts running Saturday, November 17th, and will run through Friday, December 21st. The newest feature at the planetarium is Mystery of the Christmas Star. The show takes audiences on a journey back more than 2,000 years in pursuit of a scientific explanation for the Star of Bethlehem. The modern retelling of the Christmas story is filled with beautiful imagery and scored with choir music to charm and captivate audiences of all ages. For more information and for a complete list of show descriptions, visit tamu.edu/planetarium or call 956-326-3663. Students who dream of becoming medical doctors will be one step closer to reaching that dream with the assistance from the new TAMU Pre-Medical Advisor for its Cooperative Medical Programs. Dr. Daniel Mott, chair of the TAMU College of Arts and Sciences Department of Biology and Chemistry, announced the addition of Dr. Caroline D. Kellogg to the faculty. He said, "We are fortunate to have Dr. Kellogg with her enthusiasm for undergraduate science education. After a year of teaching with us as a lab instructor, she agreed to help us develop our electron microscopy course. She is approachable and enjoys assisting our pre-med students." Interested students should email caroline.kellogg@tamu.edu to schedule an appointment. Dr. Kellogg is originally from Massachusetts and attended Smith College, one of the few remaining women's colleges in the country. She graduated cum laude with an undergraduate degree in biology and earned her PhD in plant systematics from Cornell University. Feel the wide expanse of the Western landscape through tough vistas in Horse Minded, a book of poems by Suzette Marie Bishop, TAMU Adjunct Faculty English. The poems take the reader through tough vistas for a human and spiritual experience. Bishop hangs readers over an ocean cliff and then asks us to examine the edge of the document. Cinematic and compassionate, Bishop's collage experiments give us the human body, its heart's cadence, its brain's lessons. No one is immune from discovery when Bishop hands over the reins of her technically trained horse mind, said reviewer Laurie Anderson Moseman, writer and poet. Bishop's previous book, She Took Off Her Wings and Shoes, won the Mae Swenson Award. Prolific author and TAMU Regents Professor Dr. Jerry Thompson received the 2012 Summerfield G. Roberts Book Award from the Sons of Confederate Veterans for his book Tejanos in Gray, Civil War Letters of Captains Joseph Rafael de la Garza and Manuel Iturri, which traces the Tejano Civil War experience through period letters. The prize includes a $1,000 check. Released by the Texas A&M University Press in 2011, the 160-page cloth-bound book compiles 41 letters and letter fragments written by two Mexican Texans, Captains Iturri and de la Garza. Dr. Thompson said the letters reveal the intricate and intertwined relationship that characterized the lives of Texas citizens of Mexican descent in the years leading up to and including the Civil War. Dr. Jacinto Juarez, retired TAMU history professor, assisted with the translation. Considered one of the nation's top authorities on the Civil War, Thompson is the author of more than 20 books and past president of the Texas Historical Association. Tejanos in Gray is available at the TAMU bookstore. Additional information is also available at tamupress.com. You may also contact the Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services at 956-326-2180, email prmis@tamu.edu, or visit us online at tamu.edu, or follow the university on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. A smartphone and tablet app is available for free download at tamu.edu.